USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is now calling for an investigation into the allegations of sexual harassment against New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. De Blasio called the allegations, which were made by former aide Lindsay Boylan, quote, disturbing. He said, if it's true, it's unacceptable.
When a woman comes forward with this kind of very specific allegations, they have to be taken seriously.
Five New York State Republican senators are demanding a full investigation by New York's Attorney General. In a letter writing, this investigation should also include a review of the alleged actions taken by executive chamber staff members and loyalists to try and intimidate the alleged victim and other women into remaining silent. Governor Cuomo said he's denying any wrongdoing of any kind. He said all of the accusations are false. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special from Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
In a vote of 224 to 206, the House passed the Equality Act. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, here's John Clemens.
The legislation now goes to the Senate, where it faces a number of opponents. The Equality Act will amend the 1964 Civil Rights Act in order to protect discrimination on the basis of sex, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Congressman Doug Lamborn of Colorado expressed his concern what this will mean to faith-based organizations.
Countless faith-based businesses and nonprofits across the country would simply cease to exist.
The co-chair of the Values Action Team is also concerned for churches.
The reality is that churches could be forced to violate their beliefs simply to stay open.
U.S. markets tumbled after 2 days of volatile trading earlier in the week amid rising government bond yields. The Dow is down 559 points, falling from a record high set on Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris marked the milestone of 50 million COVID-19 vaccines being administered with a White House ceremony, praising the pace of inoculations. Biden said the U.S. is ahead of schedule to meet his goal of reaching 100 million doses administered in his first 100 days in office. Biden has been in office 39 days. That puts him 11 days ahead of schedule. He also cautioned that those who are fully vaccinated should still practice mitigation efforts until the pandemic is over. Since the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines were approved in mid-December, about 91 million doses have been distributed to health centers nationwide. About 68.3 million total doses have been administered over the last month of the Trump administration and the first month of Biden's. Earlier, Vice President Harris visited a Washington, D.C. supermarket to promote the administration's federal retail pharmacy program, which was created to speed up immunizations and reach more people. So far, distributors have delivered 1 million doses to more than 6,500 pharmacies nationwide. Hasbro has announced it's eliminating the Mister from the name of its popular potato head toys to offer children a gender-neutral way to play. Hasbro said it will still sell individual Mr. and Mrs. toys under the gender-neutral potato head banner. The company said the rebranding will feature more inclusive messaging. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.